Dear friends, in this second day of the novena in preparation for the glorious celebration of Our Lady's Assumption, we want to reflect a moment. Why did Pope Pius XII solemnly define this ex cathedra? Now, making it obligatory for all Catholics and all who wish to believe fully in Jesus to expressly profess their belief in the Assumption of Our Lady to Heaven, the reunification of her soul and body, and that glorious coronation on the part of her Son. Her Son venerated her. We can never match the veneration he gave his mother that he wants us to give her. But she was crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth as he is King of Heaven and Earth. The celebration of their joint victory on the Mount of Calvary. Why? And why the particular day Pope Pius XII chose to proclaim this great mystery, November the 1st, All Saints' Day, 1950. Mary, Mother of God, Mary, Mother of the Church. And why in 1950? Why wasn't this, Brother Church, always believed in the Assumption of Our Lady, more and more expressly as the centuries went on? Called the Dormition in the East, the Assumption in the West, but it's the same mystery. The answer is because in our times, so many were tempted to abandon the faith and their only real hope for everlasting happiness because of the myth of secular progress, state-of-the-art technology. Human science can provide an answer to every riddle and every trial and every misery of this world. The Pope had already seen the fruits of two world wars and the threat of more. And he was aware of what Our Lady told the children at Fatima, the need to acknowledge her as queen, to contribute to the final triumph of her Immaculate Heart, the desire of our Lord. Here we see a reaffirmation of the reality of the spiritual, of the life to come, life everlasting. And it is only in this context that we can find that sanity and that rediscover the true reason for things. First, by venerating Our Lady. It is a solemn definition of a great truth. It is a solemn definition not only of the fact of Our Lady's resurrection, but of the fact that not only we, but the whole of heaven, the choirs of angels and saints, together with the Son and Savior of the world, the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, all honor Our Lady. What a stupendous future awaits us. Let us, as we go on in this novena of preparation, renew our faith, renew our intention to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to see in the mystery of the cross the only valid hope of everlasting joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Novena in honor of the Assumption of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Man, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption into heaven, where you are claimed as Queen by all the choirs of angels and legions of saints. We unite with them to praise and bless the Lord, who has exalted you above all other pure creatures, and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. From the shadows of this valley of tears, We seek your heavenly assistance and tender mercy to comfort our aching hearts and to help in the trials of the Church and of our country. Accept the intentions we offer you in this novena, and be pleased to grant them according to our need and according to the good pleasure of your Son. For we are confident that in the glory where you reign, you continue your manifold intercession to bring us celestial gifts. In the glory which you possess in body and soul in heaven, this image and beginning of the Church, as it is to be perfected in the world to come. Until the day of the Lord shall come, continue to shine forth on earth as a sign of certain hope and comfort for all your children. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, who assumed to celestial glory the body and soul of your Son's mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, grant, we beg you, that being ever intent upon heavenly things, we may merit to share in her glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Being assumed into heaven,
pray for us.